Okay. The Gar continues on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph on the 11th line. Okay, this is to deny the sheet of the Chunim Menakaneh. The Tanya Rav Menakaneh Hayosas Yom Kippurim Kshabbos LeTashlumin Ma Shabbos Chayv Nafshel Poter LeTashlumin Yom Kippurim Chayv Nafshel Poter LeTashlumin. This is the first time we've seen it before implicitly or in Tosos. But when we officially encounter the concept of Kamli Rabmine, or as they say nowadays, Kimli Rabmine, which is that if you have a bigger, if you have to do something which is machayev you two different types of punishment, then you only get the bigger punishment and not the smaller punishment. The classic example, which is the Mishnah later on in our Perek, is that we learned in our Mishnah we had some Chayvei Malkos, we had some Chayvei Kares, all of which pay a Knas. But the Mishnah later on will tell us that if you're, if the Nara is Chayvei Mises Bezdin, then because of Mises Bezdin, you're Chayvei Misa, you are Potter from the Knas, you're Potter from Mammon, and that's the concept of Kamli Rabbi. What is a so La Fuke Rav Nachum Yenekane has an extension. The Chachamim say Kam Gramine only applies to onshim that are in human hands and bezdin, right? The Misa and Malkos and Mamon, right? If you have Misa and Malkos, you get Misa and Malkos. If you have Misa and Mamon, you get Misa. You don't pay the Mamon. That's the next mission of Baal Bito and all the other Chayv Misas bezdin. If you have Malkos and Mamon, then well, either you get Malkus, you get Mama, but certainly you don't get both. Rav Nachum Yenekane extends this to Kares. Even though Kares is not something which is applied practically, physically in the Bezdin, that's it. So, you know, just like on Shabbos, if you're Machal Shabbos, you don't pay money to the Chag Misa. If you're Machal Yom Kippur and damage someone, you burn someone's house down on Yom Kippur, then since you get Kares, you are Potter from the Mama. La Fuki Rav Nachum Yenekane means we are showing that we don't pass like him, which in fact we do not pass like him. What is La Fuke me Rav Nachum Yenekane is a machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says La Fuke Masnisen Machayev Tashlum Balachos Avi Alfish Mischayev First We Also Mafka Mid Rav Nachum Yenekane. The Mishnah is to exclude Rav Nachum Yenekane because the Mishnah does say Apple Yishen Bikares Ein Bahen Mises Bezdin, right? It's pretty mefurish, right? Even though this Kares is no Mises Bezdin, you still pay Mamon mefurish Lafuke Rav Nachunya Ben HaKane. However, the and many Rishonim agree with Rashi, the Ritva and the Meiri, and I think even Tosfos Rid on the side says Pirish Masnisin the Mechayev Knas LaBalachos the Apple Mechayev Kares Biyaso. Okay, very clear. Tosos disagrees. If you look in Tosos Masla Kol, he says Ulahachi Ka'amar Vila Afuke Vichule. Right? Tos says, Durav Chistas, really, the ancient Tanasov group, the Chuni Lahach, Gomer of Lafuke, Vechule. He says, Lafuke, Nuchun Menachana is going back on Rav Chista. What did Rav Chista just say? Rav Chista, a Kolmod, and Balanida, Shemeshal and Knas. Lamanam Yishba Vaya, Nami Yishba Vaya, Lamanam Rilakaima, Nami Rilakaima. Right? That everyone admits, both Rav Shimon Nasu, Shimon Timani, that if someone is, Va'anesh, Rafata, and Nida, they pay the knas. Why? Because if the issue is whether you're using a tov face, we know you're using a tov face in a nida. The issue is whether you're allowed to stay married to a nida. We know you're allowed to stay married to a nida because eventually she won't be a nida. So, what's the chiddush of Rav Chista's hakol modim? So, you might have just read Rav Chista's hakol modim as he's just doing a cheshbon for us. The cheshbon is. Well, you might think Nida is not Ru'i L'Kaima, you might think the Avaya if you weren't an expert in all the halachos. So he's telling you that Nida is Yesh B'Havaya and is Ru'i L'Kaima. But Tosos reads more into Rav Chista. He says, no, Rav Chista is also teaching you something else. He's teaching you that besides what he's obviously telling you, which is that it's Yesh Ba'avayim Ru'ila Kaima. He's also telling you that even though Ba'al Anid is Chayiv Kares, even though he's Chayiv Kares, he still pays money. And he's also telling you that even when you're Chayiv Kares, you're still Chayiv in money. There's no Kimmel Rabinei for Kares. Meaning what he's telling you is La'fukim Rav Chuni Menachana. That's the Chiddush of Rav Chisna. Hakol Modim means not just in terms of the factors we've been discussing until now that Rav Chisna is going to explicitly state. Hakol Modim. Everyone agrees that in terms of an issue we haven't brought up yet, which is Rav Chuni Menachana, everyone agrees that Rav Chuni Menachana is wrong. And that's what Rav Chisna says. Both Shem Hatimani and Rav Shimon Menasya agree that Rav Chuni Menachana is wrong, and Tosu tries to figure out how exactly he knew that, and ultimately the answer is he just had a Masora that all the Tanaim disagree with Rav Chuni Menachana. Okay, so that's two ways of reading Lafuke. Is it going on Rav Chisna? That would be Tosos. Or is it going on the Mishnah? That would be Rashi and the Tosos Rid and others. I'm sorry. In the Gemara, it's not really necessarily so pashut either way. On the one hand, it's coming right here for Rav Chisna. On the other hand, the Gemara could always be commenting on the Mishnah. Some of the Achronim point out, though, that Rashi here could not have said like Tosfos. Rashi here could not have said like Tosfos, because according to Rashi, Rav Chisna is certainly not lafuke from Rav Nachoni ben Akane. Why not? Why could Rashi not have said like Tosfos? Now, I can't prove anything. If you ask why didn't Rashi say like Tosfos, it might just be he thought that it's a better shot to say Lafuke goes on a Mishnah than on the previous line of the Gemara. It's really a toss-up in terms of Pashup Shat. But they're going to point out that Rashi didn't get to the stage where like he had to decide what Pshat was. Rashi couldn't have said like Tosfos. Why not? Why couldn't Rashi have said like Tosfos? Okay. Is Rav Chisna Lafuke from Rav Nachuni Menachana?
I think you could have said that because this statement is a case of
Shoza. Exactly. Meaning, according to Rashi, Rav Chisna is not Lafuke Rav Nachuni Menachana. Because, according to Rashi, Rav Chisna is Baal Hanida. Does he say you're Baal Hanida of Amazed or Beshogeg? No. Rav Chisna just meant, what's he telling us? Baal Hanida pays Knas. Maybe that's only Beshogeg. He's not discussing Kalud Ravine. He's discussing Havaya and Ruhila Kaima. Maybe he's not discussing Kalud Ravine. Kalud Ravine, Rav Chuni Menachana, is Bemezid. If you're Chai of Kares, it postures you from Mabon. And Rav Chisna is maybe talking Beshogeg. So there's no Stira whatsoever. So Rashi has to say that Lafuke is going on the Mishnah, and this is the Sheet of Rashi. It's from Psachim, a Sugi that we'll certainly get into significantly. This man, Rashi says here, let me just find it. Ki potter Rav Nachunya b'mezid potter to bar karesu. V'hacha b'shogeg askina. Some people ask, you have a case there of someone who eats truma that's chametz on Pesach. Chametz on Pesach is the karis. So they say, some people ask, Rav Nachuni Menachana is only if you're b'mezid and you're actually chayv karis. Why are they bringing up this case, which is b'shogeg? Rashi says, no, this case he was shogeg, he didn't know it was truma, but he knew it was chametz on Pesach and he's chayv karis. So Rashi clearly holds that Rav Nachuni Menachana only applies to mezid when you're actually chayav karis. And therefore, Rav Chisna is not afuke from Rav Nachuni Menachana, but the Mishnah is lafuke from Rav Nachuni Menachana. Why? Because the Mishnah says, even though you get karis. So the Mishnah is obviously amazing. When you actually get karis, you're still chayav mamon. That's lafukim rem nechunim enakane. Rav Chisna could be talking about shogeg. And therefore he's not lafukim rem nechunim enakane. Tosos can only say Rav Chisna is lafukim rem nechunim enakane lishitase in psachim. This is pointed out by all the achronim. Because Tosos and psachim there holds. Tosos asks the same question as Rashi. Basically, they both ask the same question. In Pesachim it says, Ha'ochel Shrumas Chometz B'Pesach B'Shogeg. Rav Nachuni Menachana says, Kim L'Rav Mineh. So the question is, but it's a Shogeg. Why is it Kim L'Rav Mineh? So Rashi says, no, it was Mezid on the Kares of Chometz. He was only Shogeg, he didn't know it was Truma. He meant to eat Chometz on Pesach. He just didn't know it was Truma. And Tosos says, no, because Rav Nachuni Menachana also applies B'Shogeg. So he says, Afagav the Hakam Shogi Ayrin, Kamei Maal Velo Maal, Yikamakam, here's a hectish case, okay, same idea. Kamakam Kaimalon Kechizkia, the Amar Chayve Yisa Shogi, and Paturimin, Tashlumim, Vahua Din Kauris, Lorab Nechunya. Okay, just like if you're Chayav Misa Be, or you do a Chayav Misa Be Shogeg, you are Potter from Tashlum, and that's the rule of Tanit Bechizkia. We'll encounter that a little later in the parak. Tanit Bechizkia, that not only if I'm a Chal Shabbos Mezid and I get killed, let's say I burn your house down on Shabbos Mezid and I get killed, am I Potter from paying? Even if I'm a Chal Shabbos Meshogeg and I don't get killed, I'm still Potter from paying. That's a very, very big chiddush, almost a counterintuitive chiddush, that I, even though I don't get killed, I'm still Potter from Mamon. So Tosa says, likewise, according to the Finyan Akana, if I do a Chiyuv Karis B'Shogeg, I am Potter from Mamon. So according to Tosos, from the Finyan Akana, by Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, and then that's why Tosos can say that Lafuk is Rav Chista, whether it's Shogeg or Mezid, either way, he's against the Finyan Akana, because the Finyan Akana will Potter both ways. We have here a very fundamental machlokas in Rashi and Tosos about whether Rav Finyan Akana applies only to Karis B'Mezid, someone who actually gets Karis, that's Rashi, or Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Shogeg, either way, we're not going to analyze that fundamental machlokes yet, although we will very soon, but we will note that for now and put it in our put it in our toolbox. I would just point out that Tosfos at the end here, it seems to be Lashitase, even though Tosfos at the end here is explaining Rashi. It's Lashitase in his general orientation, because Tosfos asks a question. How does we know, here he's discussing Rashi, right? But it still shows his general orientation. How do you know that our Mishnah is against Rav Nechunya ben Akanah? Oh, because it says, even though you're Chayav Karis, you pay Mamon. Maybe that's only because of the Riboy. Remember, there were two extra letters or words or whatever they were. One for Chayvei Krisus, one for Chayvei Karis. So you should exert a custom that you pay money. So the Rash Mishans answers the end. The Nero Rash retires. The end it tells Rash Lakol, the Al Korchach Mafku Asis Reb Nechunya. Reb Nechunya ain't chilek in Chayvei Krisus, Chayvei Misas Bezdin, Ome Yosan Osan, O Kedosh Rabba.
How do we know our mission is against Rav Nechunya? Because according to Rav Nechunya ben Akanah, you cannot be Mechayev Chayvei Krisus and not Mises Bezdin. Our mission is Mechayev Chayvei Krisus, but later on, and what is it? Vavam and Aleph? No, and Vavam and Beis, I meant. Patters of Chayvei Mises Bezdin from Kvas. Reb Nechunya ben Akanah could never, even Al Pi Gzeiras HaKasav, be Mechayev Chayvei Krisus and Pater Mises Bezdin, because according to Reb Nechunya ben Akanah, Karis and Mises Bezdin are 100% equivalent. This is Tosos L'Shitasam. When they see Reb Nechunya ben Akanah, they say Karis and Mises Bezdin are 100% the same. Number one, if Mises Bezdin B'Shogei Patters from Karis, from Mamon, Karis B'Shogei Patters from Mamon. Number two, even on Pigzeres HaKasov, you cannot distinguish between Karish and Mises Bezdin. And that's how our Mishnah, which distinguishes between Karish and Mises Bezdin, is against Rav Nechunya ben Akanah. Okay, we will keep that in mind. We have a fundamental machlokas here. Whether Rav Nechunya ben Akanah mamish equates Karish to Mises Bezdin, or partially equates Karish to Mises Bezdin, and we will continue in the Gemara meanwhile. Says the Gemara, my time to Rechunim in Akana, Amr Abai, Mechluks Abai, and Rafa. Amr Abai, Nemar Asun, Bide Shemayim, Nemar Bide Adam, Nemar Asun, Bide Shemayim. It says Asun about Misas Bezdin, and it says Asun about Misa Bide Shemayim. Ma Asun Ha Amr Bide Shemayim, Potter Minat Ashlumen, Afa Asun Amr Bide Shemayim, Potter Minat Ashlumen. It is a Xerah Shavah, since the word Asun is used in the original Pasuk. What? The original Pasuk of Kimlin Rabbine? The Torah says, it's pretty explicit actually. Right, the Torah says in Mishpatim, talking about two men who were fighting and accidentally hit a pregnant woman. Right, the Torah says, "Vichi natzu anashim v'nagfu yishachar rabbi yatzu yoladecha v'lo yiyeh ason anoshi aneish kasher yoshis olav balishav nasan b'fulevim ason yiyeh v'nasan b'nefesh tachas nafesh." Right, so what does it say here? If there is no ason, meaning if there's no death, then you have to pay the main blood dose, you have to pay the damages by causing a miscarriage by hitting the pregnant woman. The clear implication is, if there is death, then you don't have to pay for the damages. Right? So that shows that when there's a chiyuv misa, you're pater from mamon. And that, how the chiyuv misa called asom. When the chiyuv misa is bez, then you're pater from mamon. But the Torah also used the word asom to mean misa bidei shamayim, like karis, is like death bidei shamayim. So that shows that misa bidei shamayim is the same as misa bez, then for the purpose of kulun rab mine. Maskalar vad barava. Now, where does it say asom bidei shamayim? Because it says, by Yaakov Avinu, right, he says, don't take, he was afraid to let them take Binyamin, because it says, Ukra'ahu asom baderech asher tel chuva, maybe an asom will happen to him. Asom happened to him doesn't mean Mises Besdin, right? He wasn't afraid that he would be tried and executed on the way. He was afraid that an accident would happen. An accident is from Hashem, that's Karis. What does Karis mean? It means Hashem punishes someone. So Hashem punishes someone, just accidents happen. So, the Gemara just asked, is that a valid derivation? Can we be certain that Yaakov Avinu, when he was worried about Binyamin, was worried about Misa Bidei Shamayim for Binyamin? Maskel Rav Adbar Ava, Mimai Dechika, Mazel Yaakov Avinu, Tzinu, Pachli Shamayim Ninu, how do you know Yaakov was worrying about them against catching cold, pneumonia, and heat stroke? Right? So let's assume Tzinu Pachin, right? It means heat and cold, which are come from Hashem. Maybe he wasn't warning them, don't take Binyamin because then Hashem might make an accident happen to him on the way. Maybe he's worried about things that are not Bidei Shamayim. Maybe he says, maybe he'll be eaten by lions or set upon or killed by bandits on the way. And that is Bidei Adam. So it's a little unclear at the very least. It could be that the Aryeh is a little Avdavka, but certainly the Ganvei, right, is Bidei Adam. So maybe Yaakov's Asor also meant Bidei Adam, and there's no room for a Hekesh. So either Bidei Adam meant the Ganvei, or Bidei Adam just meant in this Havamina they thought that only like very natural things that have to do with your health, like are Hashem's, are Hashem punishing you. But accidents like lions are just random. Okay, so either they said Arya Viganve because Ganovim are their own bosses and lions are random. Or no, lions are from Hashem. But Iker, they were worried about the Ganve. So the answer, Ati Yaakov Hazar Halazar, Yaakov Kol Miliazar. Okay, fine. Yaakov, when he said Asom, was including all possible tragedies that could befall Binyamin. Obviously, he was worried about every possibility that might happen. So therefore, when Yaakov used the word Asom, he meant even Misa B'di Shemayim. That proves that Misa B'di Shemayim is comparable to Misa Besdin. Now the Gemara has a total side point. B'tzin and Pachin B'di Shemayim, then who? Right? This has nothing to do with the meaning. Once the answer is that Yaakov warned them about everything, our drasha works. This is a total tangent, but a very fascinating one. The Gemara says, hold on, you just said colds and heat strokes are Bidei Shamayim. Really? Tzin and Pachin Bidei Shamayim. Then who about Tanya? Kol Bidei Shamayim Chutz B'Tzin and Pachin. Everything's up to Hashem, except this is the exception. This is actually not up to Hashem, except for Tzin and Pachin. Right, it says, read it the way I'll pee this drush. Tzin and Pachim means like cold and heat are on this difficult road or obstacles on the road, but someone who's careful will stay away from them, meaning you can be careful and stay away from them. You're in charge, right? If you dress properly, then you will not get sick and of heat or cold and die. Other things are Bidei Shamayim, but Tzin and Pachin is not. Besu Aryeh Ganvei Adam Inhu, and also, how can you say that lions and bandits are not Bidei Shamayim? B'hamar Rabbi Yosef Antonim Rechiv, Yomshikar Beis HaMikdash, Afli Shabit Lusan Hedra, Rabbi Yisrael Bitlu. That after the time of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, you're not no longer with the Hekesh, that you can only have a Sanhedrin at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. When they no longer make some mikdash bezdin, they cannot give misas bezdin, but the arba misa still apply. Lo bit, lo habadli, lo.
What do you mean they're not batel? Of course they're batel. No, what we meant to say is Ela Din Arvusul Bitlu. Even though the human Arvim Misos are batel and the Sanhedrin can't judge you, Mina Shemayim, that the fate of the Arvim Misos will come upon you has not been nullified, and Hashem still puts the fate of the Arvim Misos on you even without a human judicial proceedings. How so? Mishas Chayv Skila, Unofu Lagau Chayv Yerasa, so is Chayv Skila, right? They first push you off the roof and then stone you. So either he falls off a roof, like the first stage, or a animal knocks him down and kills him, like being stoned. Mishin is chayv shreifa, unof b'deko nachas makisho, right? Someone is chayv shreifa, will either be caught in a burning building or be bitten by a snake, because we talk of the poisonous snake as burning. Mishin is chayv hariga, o nimsal mafsal listabalav. Someone is chayv hariga to be killed with a sword. Either the government arrests him and executes him, or bandits get him. That there, we already have the Arya and the Ganvi, right? The Arya is chayv darasto, and the Ganvi is listim. Mishin is chayv chenek, the choking, o tava benar, either drowns, o makes b'shrunchi, or gets a disease where he cannot breathe and dies. Lo aleinu. So Ella, so then the whole Shaklut Ari doesn't make sense. Ella, Eibach, Ari Bian, Bishamayim, Sinu Pachin, Bidei, Adam. Okay, no problem. Just switch it around. The whole Shaklut Ari worked, just backwards. But they really didn't mean to say, ah, Sinu Pachin is Bidei Shamayim, but Ari and Ganvi is Bidei Adam. They meant, Ari and Ganvi is Bidei Shamayim. It's up to Hashem if he punishes by making you fall in the hands of Listim. Or wild animals, but Sinu Pachin is Bidei Adam, that's up to you. Basically, Sinu Pachin is someone killing themselves. It's a Pshia, kind of suicide. Sinu Pachin is someone committing suicide, just not committing suicide on purpose, committing suicide through Pshia. So that's what they meant. How do you know that Yaakov was talking about accidents that come from Hashem, like Ari and Ganvi? Maybe he was talking about people who just kill themselves, such as Sinu Pachin. And the answer is he was warning about everything, so therefore the Hekesh, therefore the Xereshava, sorry, is valid. Okay, here we get a big philosophical mess, or at least a machlokas, in the Mefarshim, as the Hanu interpret Rav Hanina's strange statement, HaKol B'di Shamayim, Chutz Mi, HaKol B'di Shamayim, Chutz Mi Tzinim Pachim. So, I put here in the brackets, actually, there's a machlokas, what tzinim pachin means. The main pshat, which Tosu says all over the place, in all the sugyas, is that tzinim means cold. Tzina is clearly cold. Pach is not 100% clear, but pachin means heat. Maybe it comes from neficha, blow, you blow heat on something. So Tosu's all over says it means cold and heat. Rashi here, likewise, and that's what most Rishonim interpret. Rashi says Tzinim Pachin means Kor B'chol. The dissenting view is that there's a Rashi in Bava Metzia who says it means only cold. Tzinim Pachin, Pach, is a trap. Right? One second. The Rashi says, Rashi Bava Metzia says, Tzinim pachin, pach can mean blow, no feach, by pach, ba above not by him. What? So Rashi Bava Metzia says pach means to blow, and it means blowing cold, like windy cold. So it means only cold. The Rashbam in Bava Basra, that's from Dala, there's two shots, and one of them he says, pach means a trap, it means a cold that will trap you. So it's about close to showing whether it means only cold, and then there's a description of the cold, either a cold that ensnares you or a cold that blows on you. Or Tosos, the other day in the Rashbam, Rashi in most sugyas, says it means cold and heat. I don't think there's a big lumdus behind this necessarily. I couldn't think of, maybe someone else smarter than me, I couldn't think of a big lumdus behind this. It could just be because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, right, this comes up, how many places come up? Four places in Shas? Yeah, comes up here in Bava Metzia, in Bava Basra, and in Avodah Zarah, right? In Bava Basra, it comes up in a halachic context. You want to know if kids are trying to split the Yerusha and haven't split it up yet. So some expenses get charged to the family account, and some expenses come out of each person's own share. So what if someone gets sick? So it depends if they got their own fault or it's not their fault. In some circumstances, if they're in an exact stage of splitting it up, if one kid gets sick, it's his own fault, it comes out of his share of the Yerusha. If it's not his fault, it comes out of the family, it comes out of the estate. And they say, well, how do we know what's your own fault and what's not? So they say, well, it depends if it's Tzinim Pachin. Right? If it's Tzinim Pachin, that's your own fault.
Other things are bidei shamayim. That's not your fault. Gemara in, and there also, in that Gemara, in this Gemara, there's not necessarily a terrible clue exactly what sin and pachin mean. You know, basically, both of those Gemara, that Gemara in a halachic context, and our Gemara in a midrashic context, which affects a gzeirah shava, is just saying, there are two kinds of accidents. There's a sin and pachin and everything else. Or two kinds of getting sick. Sin and pachin and everything else. Doesn't necessarily tell us what sin and pachin means. There are two Gemaras that might seem to imply what sin and pachin means. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, has a drasha. It says that, that just like people are like fish, just like fish, if the sun comes down and boils them, they will die. Likewise, people, right? If we're in the heat, we're going to die. Like it says, a kovid yishmaya chutz b'sin and pachin. If you're in the heat, you're going to die. So there, clearly in Avodah Zarah, it's referring to heat. So since Sita has to be cold, that's not ambiguous. Clearly, it means cold and heat. The problem is in the Gemara in Bav Metzia, there's a drash. It says, "Vehishir Hashem yichal kol choli." Hashem will take away all your diseases. What's the chiddush of kol? So the chiddush is even diseases which really are not in his control, right? Even Sina. Rav Chanina says, who's the author of our statement, even cold. And there, Rav Chanina davka picks cold when he could have said cold and heat. He davka picks cold, right? That Sina, as it says, Hakobid Ishmael Chutz Sina Pachim. So there we just have a technical machlokus. If you have, you know, you want to know what it means, here in Ksubos, there's not necessarily any raya. In Bava Basra, there's not necessarily any raya. In Avodah Zarah, it's clear that it means Kor V'chom. Why? It must mean cold because it says Sina, and there's only one interpretation of the word Sina. And it must mean heat because it says you're like fish, that if you go in the heat, you will die. In Rav Metzia, Rav Chanina says, right, Beisir Hashem Kol Kol Choli, Zet Sina. And I guess the question is, why Rav Chanina says Zet Sina? Why doesn't he say Sina and Chom? So that's the basis of the Machlokes. So basically you have Tosos, Tosos in Rav Metzia there, says, and most Rishonim says that it's Lav Davka. He could have said heat also. Really, Sin and Pachin means heat and cold, Vizel. As opposed to Rashi in Bav Metzia, one day in the Rashbam, right, which he got from his grandfather, says no, it must be that the Gemara in Bav Metzia interprets it as just cold, while the Gemara elsewhere, the Gemara, let's say, in Avodah Zarah, says it means cold and heat. Okay, so Rashi, Kedark Bakodesh, we all know the derech of Rashi is to interpret sugyas more, and according to the local sugyas, the derech of Tosfos is always to interpret more that all the sugyas in Shas agree. Rashi must hold some machlokas sugyas, that some sugyas understood that he's talking dafka about cold, based on the diuk from the lashon of Bav Metzia. So in Bav Metzia he says cold, while obviously the sugyas of Avodah Zarah understood heat, so that's why he interpreted different things in different places. Tosfos says, don't be medayik in Bav Metzia, he just picked one example, and really it always means heat and cold, and that's why you have three pshatim in what the words pache means. One pshat is heat. Rashi Bav Metzia says blowing cold, or the Rashbam, when he brings down that pshat, says it means ensnaring cold. Okay, this is, I don't really have any lumdus to be mechadish about this. This is just my chlokas in the Pirush HaMilim. Maybe someone smarter than I has all kinds of deep lumdus to say about it.
I don't know, the Rashbam seems to be confusing the chaf and the chet. The word to mean trap is spelled with a chet.
And here also it's with a chet. In our Gemara, it's seen in Pachin. It works. Okay.
But then,
okay, the more interesting question is... Right. The more interesting question is, of course, the philosophy behind this. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz bitzinim pachim. Now, let's start with Hakol bidei shamayim. What does it mean? That means that most things that happen to people, here we have the examples of Arya and Ganvi, but Hakol, right? I mean, Hakol sounds like most things, right? Hakol, except for something, sounds like the rule and the exception, right? So everything's in the hands of Shamayim. Everything that happens to you is Min HaShamayim and not up to you, except for cold and heat. So that means that everything bad that happens to people, or here we're talking about bad things, anything bad that happens to people is not because of what they did, is because of what Hashem did. So if you want to know, meaning, why did bad things happen to people, right, it's all judgment Min HaShamayim. It's not because of whether they took care of themselves or not. Hakol, other than heat and cold, when someone dies, Chassid Shalom, someone dies, they didn't die because of how well they took care of themselves. They died, Min HaShamayim. Okay, correct. Right, right, that's a good point. You could ask that question about Basra, but we will not for now. which is, well, isn't Shamayim also your fault? Because after all, how Hashem treats you in a Shamayim is up to you. Correct, but we mean it's not physically your fault. Maybe spiritually it is, but it's not due to your Hishtadlos B'derech HaTeva. If we ask, right, this is a classic question, right? How should you protect yourself? Right, let's say someone, you know, I don't know, someone is killed, lo aleinu, by a bomb, right? So is it because they didn't go into a bomb shelter? Or is it Min HaShamayim? So it seems from here, or let's say Arya Vaganfi, right? Let's say someone is robbed by robbers. So is it because they shouldn't have been in a dark alley in a bad neighborhood the middle of the night? Or is it, no, Min HaShamayim? So here it sounds like Min HaShamayim. Tzinim Pachin, that you need your own Zahirus in Gashmius. But all other things are not good Gashmius. They're just Zerim Min HaShamayim. Okay? Which makes a lot of sense, right? We say Rosh Hashanah, Hashem decrees who's going to live, who's going to die, etc. Tosfos already starts asking the famous question, Hakol bidei shamayim chutz bitzinim pachin, v'hada amrin li'olam ha'yam al'od makom sakana. But it says you should avoid danger, right? Right? We also, they quote from the Shmartim, Olam Nafshu Seichem. Hold on. Why should you avoid danger? It's all bidei shamayim. Like, what difference does it make? Right? It's whatever's gonna, I actually heard people say this. You know, if it's Bashert, I'm gonna die one way or the other. Right? If it's Bashert, I'm gonna live, so I don't need a seatbelt. Right? So what do you need a seatbelt? It's bidei shamayim. Right? So Tosa says, that's what you might conclude here. But you need an umbrella. Seder, you need an umbrella. And you need a hat. But you don't need a seatbelt. But Tosa says it's not true. We know that you're not allowed to be in a Makom Sakana. That proves that you can protect yourself, that your Hishtadlos B'derech HaTeva does make a difference. And likewise, you're not allowed to walk under a rickety wall, right? Because it's dangerous. Why not just say it's all Min HaShamayim? Didn't we just say that it's all Misa B'Dei Shamayim? So, okay, that's Tosa's question. So, Tosa's question is that, what do you mean? You always have, in all types, not just seen in Pachim, all types of death are up to, are Bidei Adam. It's your responsibility to avoid Sakana, not Bidei Shamayim. Okay, so what is Tosa's answer? So, what's Tosa's answer? Tosa says, where were we? Yes. So it's just saying, no. Of course, you can kill yourself through Pshia. And then what's his raya? Sorry. He says a little. I just read it. What's his proof? People can commit suicide, right? We have free will. Right, I mean, forget about it. Look, yeah, whether you walk under a rickety wall, how do you know if you're going to possibly be killed or not? That's already, you need philosophers. But everyone knows a person can kill himself, right? A person can commit suicide, there's a concept of b'chir chafshus, free will, right? So if a person commits suicide, that's clearly his own fault, not bidei shamayim. So he says, just like I have one clear example where it's your own fault, not bidei shamayim, and there's nothing with heat and cold, that proves that in everything, if someone dies, it's their own fault, it's not bidei shamayim. That they affected
they affect the world with their physical actions. It's not all decided in a shemayim. Ah, what do we do with our Gemara? No. What it means is that there's two different types of death. There's people who die through their own carelessness, and people who die completely randomly. Right? If someone dies through their own carelessness, it's their own fault. It's their own fault. There's a teva out there. If someone dies through their own carelessness, that's not God's fault, that's your fault. You wouldn't have died. Hashem did not decree that someone dies. Hashem wrote someone in the book of life in Rosh Hashanah, but nonetheless, if the person decides to be careless and play around with their life, then they're going to die. Hashem's book of Rosh Hashanah is for people who are careful. Ah, but some people are careful and unfortunately they die anyway. Random accidents, unpredictable accidents happen. That is bidei shamayim. And that means hakol bidei shamayim. Everything could be bidei shamayim or not. Meaning, if you see that the guy was poshea, then it's not bidei shamayim. He wasn't supposed to die. He committed suicide, indirectly. He committed, manslaughter suicide. If you see that it was totally random and unpredictable, then you know it's bidei shamayim, except for tzin and pachin. L'chora, what Tosfos means by this is that everything else could be bidei shamayim. Tzin and pachin can never be bidei shamayim, because tzin and pachin never happens unpredictably, uncontrollably. Right? If someone stays in the shade, then, right? If someone stays in the shade, in a place where there's shade and water, then they can never die of heat. If someone, is dressed properly with their right raincoats and umbrellas, or stays indoors when it's bad weather, then they can never die of cold. So therefore, those things only happen through Pshia. That's Tosfos Chiddush. And the Chiddush of Tosfos is that not everyone who dies is Min HaShamayim. Right? We only meant non-pshia. Everything, if it's not pshia, is min hashamayim, except for tzin and pachin, which is always through pshia. That's Tosfos. According to Tosfos, then, we understand very, very well why someone has to be nizhar from sakana, because it's like, Hashem's ears, once you take care of yourself, then I'm gozer, whether to punish you or reward you, whether you're in the Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Basim. But if someone doesn't take care of themselves, then that's not God's business. That's your own fault. He's not here to take care of people who don't take care of themselves. Rashi clearly could not agree with this. Why could Rashi not agree with this? Why could Rashi not agree with this? Because what does Rashi say? The third last Rashi of the page, seen in Pachin, I'll start a little earlier. Kor v'chom b'dei shamayim, im bam poranus ala adam, zeris melechi, everything, if it happens to someone, is a gzera from Hashem. Chutz mitzin and pachim, shepanim shepan b'pshia. Tzin and pachim sometimes is pshia, and sometimes is min hashamayim. Hold on. If tzin and pachim is sometimes b'pshia, sometimes min hashamayim, hakol has to be different. Right? Has to be one madriga higher. So therefore, tzin and pachim is pamim pamim. So everything else has to be only min hashamayim and never b'pshia. That's what Rashi is mukhrach to say. In which case, Rashi is stuck with Tosfos's question now. If everything else is only min hashamayim and never b'pshia, then why is it usher to be in danger? Why do we care about danger? We should be, we should say it's all min hashamayim and it's never b'pshia.
And it's called tzidim b'pashim.
What?
Anything that person has control of, it's called tzidim
b'pashim. Okay. So how do we answer for Rashi? So one answer is, and I think, one could certainly read this into the Ritva. I don't know if what the Ritva was. It's hard to tell exactly how far he meant to take this. But what you could say is chutz mitzin and pachin, perish, and I don't know, it's hard to tell in Rashi. There's not that much going on in Rashi. Perish says the Ritva in Bavasa lav dav luhudin kol dorshi yochli shamer. Meaning, tzin and pachin means, what he ends up the same place as Tosfos, right? But just a different Peirush of the Gemara. Tzin and pachin means anything that you could be careful about. Anything where it's shayach to take care of yourself. That's not bidei shamayim. Whatever you could help yourself is not bidei shamayim. Okay, so that's what he says. What does it mean hakol bidei shamayim chutz mitzin and pachin? It doesn't mean everything except for cold and heat. It means everything's bidei shamayim except for things that you have control over. So it ends up the same as Tosfos. Just a different shot in the Gemara, if you take the Ritva literally, which I think is reasonable. Again, I'm not sure whether to read that into Rashi or not.
And this is total speculation. Could it be that it's a difference? The chiluk is not in
how much control do you have, but how sort of how big of a deal is it? I mean, tzimin pachim is something that's much smaller as opposed to Arya Gandhi.
No, I don't think that's pshat for the simple reason that I think I tried to read the Gemara, the words in the word different than you. I think you're reading tzimin pachim, and I don't feel well because I have a cold or I'm a little hot. I don't think it's a good Gemara. So it's only the Asom, the Yaakov, Yaakov worries about Binyamin getting a sniffle. An Asom is clearly death. You can die from Tzinim Pachim. I think that's what Tosas and all the Mepharshim sound like. Tzinim Pachim means dying from Tzinim Pachim, right? The, what was that book? Right? Isn't it?
Things happen to good people.
What was that lady? Jane Eyre or someone? Right? Wrote all these, what was her name? Sense and Sensibility, Jane Austen, right. Doesn't everyone die of pneumonia from being out in the rain in those books? Oh, I think that was part of the whole signum, part of the whole romantic signum, that you have to die of pneumonia.
Thomas Jefferson got caught and he was sick for 6 months, so he didn't call for something.
Didn't some president of the U.S.,
yeah,
like,
Harrison.
He stood out of the rain to be a giver in his inauguration parade, and then got sick and died. Okay, so you see, Tzinim Pachim is serious stuff. And we're not going to go into the Pachin side right at this particular junction. But these are dangerous things. People die, you know, Maisim Chol Yom, unfortunately. So the Ritva, I think, if you take him, you know, he gives an example, but he says, Kol Davar Sheyachol Lishamer, is saying the same thing that Tosos, just reading into the words, differently. Tosos says, At Tzinim Pachin, you could take care of yourself, and it's not Bidei Shemayim. And other things, if you can take care of yourself, yes, if not, not. And the Ritva says, no, Tzinim Pachim means everything you take care of yourself, and it's Biyodecha. And Hakol means, so if we just, here's Hakol. And here is Tzinim Pachim, and we'll see. And Tosos and the Ritva have the same result with a different Pirush. What I mean to say is that Tosos says, Hakol is, depends. If Yachol Lishamer, it's in your hands. And if Yashar Lishamer, it's Bidei Shamayim. As opposed to Tzinim Pachin, which is always Yachol Lishamer, and therefore, it's in your hands. What does the Ritva say? The Ritva has the same maskana differently. He just said, Tzinim Pachim is Lav Davka. Tzinim Pachim is Lav Davka. Lav Davka. It just means anything which Yachol Yishamer is in your hands. And this means anything which is Eino Yachal Lihishamer is Bidei Shamayim, but they could be coming up with the same conclusion. Basically, Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Bitzinim Pachin is saying that Hashgacha Pratis runs the random things. The random things are judgment of Shamayim, but the things that we could do our Hishtadlus about, that Hashem left up to our Hishtadlus. When he made the world, he said, look, the things that you can take care of, I'm leaving you to take care of. It's your own business, I'm not getting involved. Once you do your job, then I'll get involved and I'll decide whether you deserve good or bad and how much, and how much protection you deserve in the things that are left to me to take care of. But we run the part of the world that we can run, and he runs the part of the world that we can't run. So that's a limitation in how much of what happens to us is really bashert, is min hashamayim. And according to Tosos in the Ritva, if someone really is not careful and dies, you know, let's say nowadays, I know someone who drives without their seatbelt, that's, everyone knows you should wear your seatbelt, right? Someone who, you know, okay, you have to be sensitive if you have an actual case like this, but if someone drives without a seatbelt, gets in a car crash and die, then we should say, you know, it's all min hashamayim, it's all for Hashem, has a reason, divine plan. No, maybe it's his own fault. I run the divine plan after you do the base of your basic responsibility. It didn't even get to the point of the divine plan yet. Okay, Rashi definitely does not hold like Tosfos, because Rashi says Tzinim Pachin is pa'amin pa'amin. It can go either way. And You could say Rashi means like the Ritva. That's what Reuven was trying to say. Although, I'm not 100% sure because I don't necessarily see any clue in Rashi. No proof, but certainly there's no obvious clue in Rashi that he holds like the Ritva. So let's see what maybe Rashi might hold. Clearly, what does Rashi say? Rashi says that even Sinan Pachin is Pa'amin Pa'amin, right? Sometimes. What's his lashon again? Oh, sorry, with my ksuvas. Pa'amin bidei pshia, right? Sometimes, because of your pshia, and sometimes bidei shamayim. Clearly, he holds that hakol, everything else, is always bidei shamayim. Okay, so he's clearly not like Tosfos. Doesn't necessarily give a clue to the Ritva. It could very well be that the right Pshat and Rashi is what Rav Chanan says. I apologize for the confusion for people who have trouble finding it. If you actually took a physical Kobetz HaAros off the shelf, then I'd hope that it would be easy to find the Bir HaGadus in the back and find the right part. If you were frustrated looking on the computer where they didn't put that part in the computer, then I apologize.
That's in the course of mine.
And it's also in the Kobetz Ma'amarim, if anyone has, correct, if anyone has at home, they printed from Rav Chanan, his famous book is Kobetz Shiurim, and on Yevamos he published the Kobetz HaOros, where he threw in Bir HaGadus in the back. Then, I don't think he put this together, he called it Kobetz Ma'amarim, philosophical essays of Rav Chanan. And in the philosophical essay, they put everything from the back of your bundles, I believe. And so it's also in there, correct? Kobetz Ma'amarim is the philosophical essay. He said he originally published in the Kobetz HaOros, but then they took it and they put in the Kobetz Ma'amarim because they collected philosophical essays from all different places, some from the Kobetz Shiurim, which also he didn't publish. The only thing he published, the Kobetz HaOros, I believe. The Kobetz Shiurim was put together. Was put together afterwards, and the Kobetz Ma'amarim was put together even later. So he says a nice pshat. He's not explicitly saying that he's trying to defend Rashi. He's just trying to give alternatives to Tosos, but ultimately, maybe that's what he's doing. He says, no, maybe everything that happens to you is mamash always bidei shamayim. Maybe really everything is basheret. Really, whoever dies is meant to die, meaning Hashgacha Pratis is 100%, maybe there's really no exception to Hashgacha Pratis. What's the philosophical yesod here? The yesod is that Hashgacha Pratis is for after you take care of yourself. Right? There's a Rabbeinu Bachya like this in the beginning of Parsha Shlach, where he says that the nes, by which he means not miracle, just meaning divine intervention in nature, is chal after Shtablos ends. Right? Hashem runs the world by expecting us to do our part, and then he fills in. Right? It would be very hard for us to survive without Hashem in this world. We need all kinds of Shmira that maybe we don't even know that we need, and we always need His chasadim and His help. But he doesn't say, here's what's going to happen in the world. Rosh Hashanah, he says, if you do your job, here's what's going to happen in the world. If you don't want to do your job, then don't come to me with any timeness. Rav Elchanan, I think, wants to say, and clearly wants to say this in Moshitasi in general, that no, maybe everything is decreed min hashamayim. It's always bidei shamayim. Ah, then why is it usher to get yourself into sakana? What's the whole point of hishtadlos all about? Why avoid sakana? Why do you need a seatbelt, Taka? Why shouldn't you go to dangerous places?
It doesn't remove your responsibility. You're still responsible.
You're still responsible. Why? Because even though it would have happened anyway, that's the chiddush, it's still usher for it to happen through you. Meaning, what if I kill someone? Right? So if I kill someone, can I pater myself? Again, this is a slightly different, parallel hashgacha question. What if I kill someone? Can I pater myself by saying, again, this is not the same. This question is killing myself. Killing others, one might easily be mechalek, but what if I kill someone? Can I pater myself by saying, what do you mean? Hashem wanted him to die. It's not my fault, right? Hashem is, if he dies, If Hashem was gozer Roshana that he should live, he wouldn't have died. So obviously Hashem was gozer that he died, so it's not my fault. So one answer might be a little parallel to the Tosas in the Ritva here. There's an Or HaChayim who says, and there's a Mitzvah who struggles with this. Where's the Or HaChayim? In Bereishis Lamed Zayin. The Or HaChayim says that, sorry. The Or HaChayim says that, no, someone can kill someone even if it wasn't a Gzeira of Hashem. If the people get involved, then that's not covered by Hashem's Gzeira. Okay, but you cannot say that. What would Rav Chanan say? Rav Chanan say, no, chas v'shalom. You can't override Hashem. Whoever Hashem said is going to live, is going to live. Whoever Hashem said is going to die, is going to die. We can't change anything. The Or HaChayim is in Bereishis Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Kaf Aleph. And the Netziv is a few psukim earlier, and he struggles with it. He's not sure what he thinks. But he wants to use this for a very clever answer. Right? What's the very clever answer that he wants to say, perhaps? That why did Reuven, if there's a drasha, they were Nechashim Nakrabim in the pit, why did Reuven throw him into the pit to save him from the brothers? They're Nechashim Nakrabim. So he says, because he knew Hashem would protect Yosef from Nechashim Nakrabim. But for the brothers, maybe Hashem can't protect him because they can do whatever they want. It's radical. But that's not what Rav Chanan says. What does Rav Chanan say? What Rav Chanan says is that no, if I kill someone, if Bashar was ninja, everything happens to Bashar. Nothing you can do on your own. Everything is Bashar. So why is it bad to kill someone? Because even though I didn't make him die, even though he would have died anyway, it's still an Aveira for him to die through me. That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is, this is very much the op. This is, I guess, Kant would give Rav Chanan's quoting Rishon Gaon, a big hug now, right? And Mill would kick him in the shins. Because Rav Chanan says here, no, what makes a Maisa good or evil, a mitzvah or aveira, is not whether the world is better or worse off. No, either way, the world is never better or worse off. If I give someone tzedakah, the world isn't better off. Hashem is gozer, they get the money. If I kill someone, Hashem, the world isn't worse off. Hashem is gozer, they would die. The difference is, though, was I bad? Right? Since I demonstrated hatred for human life or indifference to human life, since it came through me, it's an aveira because I was sort of, Hashem is gozer, good things would happen, bad things would happen. If I make myself a shliach of the bad things instead of shliach of the good things, that's a terrible aveira, even though I didn't hurt anyone, because it would have happened anyway. Everything would have happened anyway, but me volunteering to be the shliach of the bad instead of the shliach of the good, if Hashem was gozer that a poor person would get sustenance, and I volunteer to give him money, which he would have gotten anyway, that's a mitzvah, because I'm volunteering to be a shliach of the good. If someone was supposed to die and I shoot him, even though he's going to die anyway, I'm an Avari and I'm a Rasha because I volunteered to be Shliach of the bad. That's the Chiddush Rav Chanan. One second, where did he get this from? This is in Mefurash Ramban. The Ramban says, right, in Bris Ben Abzar, the Gamas HaGoyesh HaYavod is done Anochi, but he gary Yezar HaBeres Olehem Vavadum Minu Asar Vav Yoshana. If the Mitzrim were supposed to enslave and oppress the Jews, why were they punished? So he has two answers. The less philosophical answer is maybe they were supposed to enslave and oppress them a little, and they enslaved and oppressed them a lot. Okay, that's, it's a great answer, but it's not philosophical. The more philosophical answer, he says, is you don't need that. You know, it's a Pashut answer. He says, you don't even need that. He says, even if they did exactly what Hashem predicted, just because it was Bashar doesn't make it okay for you to do it. It was Bashar that the Jews would be enslaved and oppressed. I don't have to be part of the enslaving and oppressing them. That's up to me. They'll be just an enslaved and oppressed either way. But I don't have to be the one to do it. If I volunteer to be the shliach to do bad things, I'm a Rasha, even though they would have happened anyway. Okay, we're not getting into a different Ramban, which is what it doesn't make a difference if the Mitzvah knew the Bris, knew the Nevuah, didn't. That's Mamish on our topic now. And he points out, this is a Mishnah in Avos, right? What did Hillel say? Gugolus achash safal p'nei mayim armelo al da'atef da'fuch. Right? Why did this guy get drowned? Because he drowned other people who deserve to get drowned. Ah, so whoever killed him is now okay? Because he killed someone who's supposed to get killed? No. Even though he was supposed to get killed, Hashem wanted him to get killed, and he deserved to get killed. But the person just tried to do murder. And since the person was just a murderer, just trying to do murder, that person is chayav misa. So that's how he answers, why do you have to be careful? Only Bnei Shamayim, why do you have to be careful? So, the question is, why do you have to avoid sakana? So, for Tosos, it's obvious. Right? For the Ritva, it's obvious, because you have to avoid sakana, because some things are in your hands. But for the Rashi, Pshat of Rashi, at least for Rosh Chanan, for Rashi Rosh Chanan, no, forget about Tzinin Pachin, right? We're talking about walls, and, you know, it's not in your hands even 1%, even 0.01%, so why avoid sakana? So the answer is, because even though you can't cause harm, well, this is very subtle, I need a better vocabulary. Even though you can't every death is a gezeirah of Hashem, it is still an aveira to be the shliach to bring it about. Really, everything shliach is of Hashem, but it's still an aveira to be the shliach to bring it about. Obviously, if Hashem asks you to be the shliach to bring it about, that's different. If Hashem tells you, go kill Yehu, kill someone with Chayiv Misa's Bezdin, that's a different story. But if Hashem didn't ask you to be his shliach, then you, volunteering shalom l'shma, to be Hashem's shliach, I don't wear a seatbelt because I want to show off because I'm lazy, because whatever, and chas v'shalom get into a car crash. So okay, whoever got into a car crash, Hashem wanted them to die. But this person, since he was just shalom l'shma, being careless and being stupid and foolish, therefore he's chayev for volunteering to be the shliach for that death.
I heard from a mashgiach, I forget which one, but it's the same idea. So somebody has to say brachos shulos in the morning, but it doesn't have to be you. That's the same. This has to happen.
Correct.
But it doesn't have to align. It doesn't have to be you.
Correct. Exactly. Although, you know, Melavdil.
Right. The
concept. And Achami, exactly. Someone has to do it. It would have happened eventually, but it does. Exactly, but it doesn't have to be you. And I think this is generally Rashi's philosophical approach. I'll just bring one raya right now. I know Rashi's quoting, you'll tell me Rashi's quoting the Gemara. I know Rashi's quoting the Gemara, but A, well, other Rishonim understand the Gemara differently. It could be it's machlokas in the Gemara, it could be the Gemara doesn't mean what Rashi thinks it means. But Rashi says on the sugya of Ma'ar, how do we know you have to avoid danger? It's very nice for Nishmar to hold enough shoseichem and etc. etc. And for his pasuk, right? He's in the bayis chadash, it's only a week or change ago. If you see some ma'akel gagecha, v'lo sasim damim ve'secha, you pull a no from imenu, right? That you have to build a wall around your roof, because otherwise someone might die. So doesn't that sound like it's in your hands? Like you have a chrayas? Like we affect the world? So what does Rashi quote there? Rashi says, ki yipol hanofel. Roy ha'yizel lipol m'sheshim erashis. No, chas v'shalom. By making a dangerous roof, you don't cause anyone to die. They were supposed to die anyway, m'sheshim erashis. It was Hashem's gzeirah they would die. On Rosh Hashanah, Hashem already wrote them in the Sefer of Mason. Right? If you, chas v'shalom, have a dangerous roof and someone falls off on November 17th, on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem had already written that he would die on November 17th. Ella Rash, so what's so terrible? So why be nizher? Ella Rash says, Megalgum Zchosal Dezakav, Galchil Dechayav, but that you don't want to be, Hashem goes to good things and bad things. The good things, it's good to be the Shliach for. The bad things, it's bad to be the Shliach for. And it's usher to be the Shliach for the bad things, even though they would have happened anyway, and you haven't actually caused any net badness in the world. So this, I think that's definitely an advantage for Rosh Chanan's pshat as a pshat in Rashi, is that this matches what Rashi says in Devarim, where he seems to think in the classic example of avoiding danger, you're not really avoiding bad things happening. That's unavoidable. That's bashert. You just don't want to be the one who the bad things happen because of. But whatever's going to happen is going to happen anyway. So therefore, we don't avoid danger to avoid the results of danger. The results are going to happen. We avoid danger to avoid being the one who gets blamed for that result. But the same result is going to happen either way. And that's a big nafkamina. For Tosfos and the Ritva, we avoid danger because that actually saves lives. For Tosfos and the Ritva, seatbelts save lives. According to Rav Chanan and Rashi, seatbelts don't save lives. Seatbelts save you for being the one who gets involved with someone dying. Let someone else take the responsibility. Save you from being the one who takes a prize for it. But they don't save lives. Nothing saves lives. Maybe true with Mice and Tobin, but nothing physical. Nothing physical in this world, nothing in Gashmias and Ishtadlos and Derech HaTeva saves lives. Only tshuva and Mice and Tobin. But we wear seatbelts so that if I'm going to die, I shouldn't die because of what I did. I should let Hashem, let someone else volunteer. Someone has to do it, but it doesn't have to be me.
The point is there a difference between Tzinu Pachin and other types of
shoes? So this is interesting. Then what about Tzinu Pachin? Right? According to Rochanan, this one thing that's not 100% clear is what exactly do you do with Tzinu Pachin according to Rochanan? Meaning, if everything is Yisrael, by the way, let me just point out, who's his big makor for this? His big makor for this is the Chovos Halvavos. Okay, maybe we'll get a chance to, the most important part about the Chovos Halvavos is Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and the Emes Liakov Bichukosai, where he points out that it was Lekobel in his days in the Shiva Shvel to misunderstand all the shitas about Hishtadlos and Hashgacha Pratis, and he said everything straight correctly. People used to say, well, the Ramban says better not to do Ishtadlos, and the Chovos Halvavos says you have to do Ishtadlos. That shows that the Chovos Halvavos is more rationalist, and or whatever it was. And he pointed out, actually, Lehefet Gomer, right, what's interesting practically is whether someone says you should do Ishtadlos or not. That's boring philosophically. What's interesting philosophically is not whether you should or shouldn't do Ishtadlos. It's whether Ishtadlos accomplishes anything or not. Right? You could say you should do Ishtadlos, but it doesn't make a difference. Exactly, the famous line. Exactly that famous line. And really his roots, even though I don't remember if he quotes it right there, he might. I think he does quote it right there. His roots are in the Chovos Halvavos. The Chovos Halvavos really takes the approach in the Shaar HaBitachon, right? That's why the Shaar HaBitachon is so popular nowadays. Kayadua. The Shaar Yichud, the Chovos Halvavos is not. So Mekubal nowadays developed the Shaar HaBitachon is very Mekubal.
Recommended not to learn.
Correct. But the Shaar HaBitachon is very Mekubal. The Shaar HaBitachon, Chovos Halvavos, he's very, very stark. Everything is Min HaShemayim. You don't change anything with your Ishtadlos. He actually holds you should go out and work for a living. But he says Mefurish. He says that's because Hashem is Mitzaveh us to do the normal things that we're supposed to do. But not because it makes a difference. He says very explicitly, we're supposed to be Nishmar from Sakana because we don't want to be the Shluchim for Sakana, but it makes no difference whatsoever. He says explicitly, you're supposed to get a job, but you don't make more money because you have a job. Hashem just wanted you to have an occupation. You're supposed to avoid, put on your seatbelt, but not because you're less likely to die if you have a seatbelt, because Hashem wanted you to put on your seatbelt. And he says very explicitly, he says that it's terrible, terrible to steal, but you can't actually steal. Because Hashem goes there, how much money I should have, how much money you should have. If I steal $100 from you, Hashem will take that $100 and give it back to you some indirect way. He says, all the averus are not, there are no averus of actually hurting anyone or making anything bad happen. The averus are all for the maisa of trying to be bad or careless or having an attitude of evil or carelessness, but you never actually make a difference. And this is Mefurish Nechovos Halvavos. Everything's Bidei Shemayim. Why do you have to avoid Sakana? You have to avoid Sakana because Hashem wants you to show that you value life. You should show you value life by avoiding Sakana and say, I don't want to be part of Sakana. But not that you actually create or avoid danger. It's just you shouldn't be involved. Bad things are going to happen if they happen and not if they don't happen. But you shouldn't be part of them. That's exactly right, whatever. So someone could have said, right, the Nazis are going to do whatever they do regardless of whether I join the party. And the answer is maybe yes, maybe no. And even if yes, still you should have Ekronot.
And that's exactly what Chazal Baba says.
But even more, what was the Rabbi Hanan written as a response to the rise of the Nazis?
No, late?
This
this
was written before and discussed before, or is this a way of saying don't think that everything is nixar and what is starting to happen? I don't know at what point this.
Right, no, Lonerelli. I think this is. I mean, this is really a Chazal Baba. This is an old. This is an old tradition. This is an old tradition, and I don't think this is written in response to current events. And everything today, Shemayim. Of course, the tricky part is, what do you do with Tzinim Pachin here? Right? Meaning, if everything is today, Shemayim, for Tulsa the Rich, but Tzinim Pachin fits into the duality of the world. There's two different ways in which Hashem runs the world. There's the most are certain things of Teva, and certain things which are not controllable through Teva, which are random, right? Things scientists say are up to us, but Teva, he left up to the Teva. Things which scientists say, and then, you know, you just have to have good luck, it's random, you never know what'll happen. That is where he's gozer you on Rosh Hashanah. If you think of everything for Hashem, nothing we do makes a difference. It only makes a difference in our tzidkus. Clearly, if I steal from you, I'm a worse person. We still have the same amount of money. If I give tzedakah, I'm a better person. Everyone still ends up with the same amount of money. If I drive without a seatbelt, I'm a bad person. But it doesn't create any more statistical chance of dying. So what if they did studies and found there is this more? Okay, so the answer is that's coincidental and it's for other reasons. And it, with statistical studies, can never actually prove causation, as any philosopher will tell you. Statistic studies just point and hint at causation, but really they don't prove causation. And the real answer is, the Chovos Chaim will tell you, so why did they do studies and people wear seatbelt die less? The answer is they don't die less. They die in a car crash less. And the same person who wore the seatbelt will die in a drive-by gang shooting. And it won't go into statistics. And he doesn't wear the seatbelt, he'll die in a car crash. But it won't really make a difference. He'll die the same day anyway.
And when there were worse deaths and there were better deaths, so to speak. And to say that Xero is only death and not how you die, is that
what we're saying? No, I'm not. I'm saying Xero is the Gambi. The tricky part is just what do you do with Sinan Pachin? How come Tzinim Pachin? Sometimes they're not of Shia. How can they sometimes be of Shia? Don't we say everything is up to Hashem? And here, Rabbi Chanan, I have trouble. I'll tell you the trouble I have. You look at the Chovos Halvavos, and he doesn't say anything about Tzinim Pachin being different. You really don't get to, you look at a lot of Sfarim, then, as Ruben or whoever pointed out, the Mesil Susharim follows this, you look at the Mesil Susharim, and you really don't see some fundamental different rule for Tzinim Pachin. I'm not sure how a lot of these philosophers deal with Tzinim Pachin. Yeah, I don't know. Like the Hasidim always say, Hakobi Yishamayim, Chutzmi Yishamayim. What does Tzinim Pachin means? Hakobi Yishamayim, Chutzmi Tzinim Pachin. You should be cold about Averus and warm about mitzvos. But obviously, it's not the Pashup shot. Anyway, Rabbi Chanan sounds like, I didn't bring it with me, but Rabbi Chanan sounds like, it's just Xeris, a cause of exception. That's what he says at the end. He has a question. He says, but Tzinim Pachin is different, so maybe Vachuli. It sounds like maybe it's just Xeris, a cause of. I have trouble understanding it. Like, it's a basic philosophical way the world works. Why should there be Xeris, a cause of? So I'm a little mystified with this, but Rabbi Chanan certainly sounds like everything is decreed min ha-shamayim, and Tzinim Pachin is a. He really sounds like it's a special Xerox. Anyone bring it in? A Xerox of it? Of the Rav Chanan? Okay. He really sounds like that's a Xerox of Kassav, which I admit it's a little dochuk and I'm not 100% sure what to do with.
You can understand that Tzinim Pachin are generalization, and what it means is you have to be careful about what you do. But you have to be careful in limits of seichel, things that are obvious like Tzinim and Pachin. You shouldn't worry. If I'm going to write on this paper, I might cause something to happen. They're going to tear down a tree here and there, and that's going to cause danger. It's you have to be careful in what you do, but in a logical fashion.
Meaning, not hakol b'deishamayim chutz mitzinim pachin is not b'deishamayim. Hakol b'deishamayim chutz mitzinim pachin, which means things you can be nishmar from, which are also b'deishamayim, but also your responsibility to act properly about. Meaning, you turn them back into the ritva, but not necessarily philosophically. Well, the ritva didn't say much philosophically, did he? I don't think so. So the truth is, this is not what Rav Chanan sounds like. But the truth is, this might be what the Chovas Halvavos sounds like.
Yochanan used the word Kizersa Kosil?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. Just at the end, he throws in, and he says, well, Tzinim Pachim could be not Kizera Min HaShemayim. So hold on, if everything is Kizera Min HaShemayim, why is Tzinim Pachim this exception? Maybe just Kizersa Kosil. I'm pretty sure that's how the Chovas Halvavos, holds. So this is Ritva, The other option, I think you're right, is that I hadn't thought of that beforehand, but you're right. Maybe, maybe the Chovos Halvavos and the Ritva, let's call it B, another way to take the Ritva, is that really everything's B'nei Shemayim. Rav Chanan really doesn't sound that way. Everything is min hashamayim, and we affect nothing, right? We affect nothing. There is no such thing as affecting the derech hateva. Derech hateva just affect how it comes out, who's the shliach, what it looks like. It doesn't actually affect any of the results. Everything's min hashamayim. Then you can say like the ritva. What do we mean? We mean anything which is eino biyado lehishamer is pure bidei shamayim, and maybe what we mean here is anything which is biyado liyishamer is also bidei shamayim, but you have to make sure you're not the shliach. So you could certainly take, I don't think you could turn Tosfos in that, but certainly you could take the Ritva's distinction and fit that into the Chovos Halvavos. And the truth is, I think maybe we could rise for that if I had it here. And say that, no, the Ritva's right. Tzinim Pachin means things that are, in your hands, that you can do something about. Hakol means things you can't do anything about. And then you can think in different ways. Either what you can do something about is actually up to you. What you can't do anything about is controlled by Hashem, or you could say it's all controlled by Hashem. But what you can do something about, you have to make sure you're the shliach on the right side. What you can't do anything about, you have no responsibility at all. That's just up to Hashem. So that's not what Rav Chanan is saying. That is not what Rav Chanan is saying. But you're right. Maybe that's a good pshat. Aliba to the Chovos Halvavos.
Does Rav Chanan talk about Bechiras Nafshi in other places, or does it fit that in?
Oh, Bechiras Nafshi? So that's not a problem. You're Bechiras Nafshi whether you do mitzvahs and averos. You're Bechiras Nafshi in Ruchnius, not in Gashmius. And if not, you're not Bechiras Nafshi to live and die. A lot of it would be nice, right? You don't have chiruchavshis to be healthy or not healthy, to have, make money or lose money. Your chiruchavshis is limited to ruchnius.
So
that's a
company. If you had a kosher McDonald's for 6 months and your cholesterol goes up, it's not really, has nothing to do with you because we're going up anyway. That's something like he's saying.
Correct, or maybe your cholesterol wouldn't have gone up, but something else would have happened that would have caused the same symptoms. You know, who knows? Now, of course, maybe you should still be blamed because you shouldn't have been the shliach. But yeah, exactly. Meaning, someone who eats, you know, french fries 3 times a day and clogged arteries and gets a heart attack when they are 33, according to Rav Chanan, according to Chovos Halvavos, would have died anyway, even without all the french fries. Just, they would have died. What? No, because now you're nitbal adin for volunteering to be the shliach of the person's own demise. Okay, I'll just point out that we have basically two basic philosophical solutions here to if hakol bidei shamayim, if at least rov bidei shamayim, what's the point of being nishmar? The two basic philosophical solutions are, but you can be nishmar, Hashem left up to you, or no, everything's bidei shamayim, but you shouldn't be the shliach. The Maram Shif says it a little differently in the back. People don't learn Maram Shif that much.
Maram Shif not in the Bar Ilan?
He is not on the Bar Ilan, correct. It's on the GBS.
But he's in the standard Vilna Shas. The remember before Bar Ilan, they had books.
Says the Maariv
Shif.
L'chor
vadev deshamayim rak al yedei kim mazkir and also one yoser meheirav deshamayim. He says he wants to make some sort of pshara. He says, he starts to think, Kasha, oh, it's all deshamayim, so why need a seatbelt? Why walk under, why not, why avoid rickety walls? He says, all deshamayim. But they say, kir notzer yid masker of no social item. It's really all bidei shamayim based on the din for someone's averos. It's all bidei shamayim. But, putting yourself in this situation, somehow Hashem likes to implement his din through the teva, right? Meaning that's clear, right? Hashem makes his din. And Rosh Hashani writes down, you know, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, are going to live, and Yosef, Binyamin, and Dan, Naphtali are going to die. Obviously, we don't see that all of a sudden, miraculously, like, Yosef, Binyamin, and Dan, and Naphtali disappear. Right? He arranges it all through the Derech HaTeva. That's the way he created this world. He created this world, okay, you know, in a certain hester of Teva, and he does everything through the Teva. So I think what the Maariv Shif says is that everything is Nigzar, but the details of how it's going to come about, since they come through the Teva, can be different. The details can be affected by the Teva. So let's say it was Nigzar that someone should die. If they walk under a rickety wall, then, here's the opportunity, the Derech HaTeva, for them to die, so the Gzira comes true. And if they hadn't walked through under a rickety wall, they would have died anyway. Maybe not today. Maybe you didn't wait till tomorrow when, you know, tomorrow there's gonna be an earthquake. Or in a week there's gonna be an earthquake. So really the person would have died in the earthquake in a week, because that's fitting into the Teva. But since they walked under a rickety wall, so Hashem killed them now because that's another opportunity to fit into the Teva. What he's saying is, it's, you know, less of a fundamental philosophical approach than perhaps just a pshara. He's saying, ultimately the gzeira is bidei shamayim. Ultimately the gzeira is bidei shamayim. At least in Hakol is ultimately bidei shamayim. But the details of the gzeira, exactly when it happens, exactly how it happens, that's totally on the Derech HaTeva. So, no one's gonna live because they wear seatbelts or die because they don't wear seatbelts. But, a person could have lived a little longer if he wore a seatbelt and died quicker because he didn't wear a seatbelt just because Hashem makes his gzeira, but then implements it differently depending on the Teva. His gzeira is not miduyak, that it has to be davk at this and this moment, at this and this day. No, it's when the opportunity, b'derech HaTeva arises, then the gzeira will be miskayim, so therefore it could be a little earlier. So says the, in terms of the fundamental, the fundamental approaches, here we'll try to stick someone in, says the Maariv Shif, says it's all bidei shamayim, but can come sooner because of sakana b'derech HaTeva. So this is a slightly different pshara. What he says is that everything is decreed, but the details can be affected by our actions, right? By our hishtablos, right? So even if someone has like gzeira, if they're not careful, the gzeira might come a little earlier. If they're careful, the gzeira will come a little later. So it's still important too, since even chayisha, right? If someone's dying soon and you kill them, it's still a big gzeira. But fundamentally, he's on Reuel Chanan's side, on the Chovas Halvavos side. He just makes a little pshara, maybe there's a little room.
Maybe this is an example. You're always talking about life and death. There are many consequences of every day, every minute, decisions and actions and reactions and consequences that, you know, it was very complicated. It's not just, you know, I would have put the money in the bank 5 minutes later, I would have put the money in the bank before I would have gotten it. I mean, everything, in other words, it's very subach to say that it doesn't matter what I do because
it's very difficult to understand because that's where he needs that. But the debt is clear. The other things aren't so.
Nachon, but you could still work it out. You could still, I mean, you could work it all out. It would just, I mean, philosophically, I don't know if it's more complicated. Just cheshbening it. Okay. I thought Efsher, that you could give a fourth basic answer, to this question. You know, here is, you know, this is one answer, which is that things are really up to us. This is the second answer, that just don't be the shliach. Or a third answer, that maybe in terms of the details of the timing that could be affected by your shmira. I thought you could give a fourth answer, which I didn't really find in the Farshim here, but if you look in the Gemara in Shabbos, what does it say? It says, don't walk under a kir nathoi, because, why not? What does it say? Maybe there won't be an ace. Meaning, maybe Hashem won't save you, and even if He does, menakalom yizchuyosav, right? It'll use up your zchuyos. Meaning, you need a lot of zchuyos. Likewise, the next Gemara says that a person, the next Gemara says in that Gemara in Shabbos that a person should always daven that he not get sick, because once a person gets sick, they need a lot of zchuyos to get better, right? If someone doesn't have Ebola virus, then they need a little zechuyos to not get it. You know, they just need to, like, not have Hashem outgunning for them. Once someone has the Ebola virus, then it's bidei shemayim. They need more zechuyos in order to be saved. The Gemara in Shabbos, if I can find it in the next line, says, just give me half a second. On Brachos, I can't find it. It's looking very hard. There we are, better. The Gemara in Shabbos also says here, they bring a raya, what does that mean? That once someone's fallen, once someone's in a dangerous place without a makeh, so therefore, all of Haraya, they need more zechuyos to be saved. If someone's driving with a seatbelt, then they just need a little zechuyos. But if someone's driving without a seatbelt, then they need more zechuyos to be saved. So it's all bidei shamayim. But bidei shamayim doesn't necessarily mean that, it's bashert exactly what'll happen. Bidei shamayim, you have a certain amount of zechuyos. Right? But exactly whether you live or die depends on how many zechuyos you need. The more dangerous a situation you're in, the more zechuyos you need. So I thought what you could say, based on that Gemara and based on, again, no makoros that directly affect our sugya, is that, I guess if there's room for a dalet someplace, to answer why do you have to avoid sakana, just go back to that question. Why do you have to avoid sakana? Because it's still bidei shamayim whether you live or die in the case of sakana. It still says, Hashem, look at the Gemara. Where it says, Hashem might do an ace, he might not. If he does, he'll use up your zechuyos. It's still bidei shamayim, but the more sakana, the more zechuyos bidei shamayim. So bidei shamayim is not nigzar whether you live or die. It's nigzar whether you have, how much zechuyos you have. And Rosh Hashanah says, this person, he has a lot of zechuyos. You know what? If he's in a lot of danger, maybe he puts himself in a lot of danger, maybe those zechuyos will not be enough. So therefore, maybe those zechuyos will not be enough. So you could say that, just if there's room someplace for a Dalet, Efsher Lomar, that Hakol Bidei Shamayim, meaning that Hashem decides based on your Zechuyos. But we avoid sakana because the more sakana, meaning the more violation of Derech HaTeva, if you want to violate Derech HaTeva, the more zechuyos you need. And who says that you have enough zechuyos? Who says that you have no zechuyos to be saved? The Ramban says this is my yishlach. The Ramban says, why did Yaakov make plans b'gashmis b'derech hateva to save himself? We know he did tefillah and other things. Why not just stick with tefillah? Right? Why don't you have bitachon Hashem and say, if Hashem wants me to die, I'll die. If Hashem wants me to live, I'll live. I place my bitachon Hashem. So he said, Yaakov wasn't sure if he had enough zechuyos for Hashem to save him. And therefore he said, you know, let me work in a b'derech hateva. Let me see what I can do, what I can, so that I won't be in a situation where I need a lot of zechuyos. If he did nothing, then he'd be like dead meat. He needs lots of... Now, we know, you know, when you read the book, you know in hindsight, as the because you get from the omniscient narrator, that Yaakov had enough zechuyos. Okay, Yaakov had a lot of zechuyos. Why? We know that because we read till the end of the book, and we know there's the Avram Yisrael Yaakov, the father of Klal Yisrael, one of the Avos, and all this, right? But that's not fair. As you're reading the book, he's a guy who had a holy father, a holy grandfather, and he didn't know what madriga he was on. You know, it's good not to think you're too high in madriga. It's good to think your father and grandfather are a high madriga, and their ancestors. Obviously, Yaakov, it's good to think they're a high madriga. But it's not good to think. So therefore, Yaakov says, you know what? If I had enough zechuyos, I wouldn't bother. But I don't know that I have enough, you know, Rechanim Mendoza, I didn't have to bother. I have enough zechuyos. So I think it's another possible answer, which is inspired by Pshat of the Gemara and Shabbos, to resolve this thira, in which case what we're saying is that, what's the gzera? That everything is based on the gzera, based on zechuyos, but how many zechuyos you need is in your hands al yedei shmira b'derech. Right? Meaning if Arya the Ganvi is Hakobi de Shemayim. It's up to Hashem and his Gzeira. But if you put yourself in a situation with more Arya the Ganvi, you need more Zechuyos to get the right Gzeira. If you put yourself in a situation with less Arya the Ganvi, then you need less Zechuyos. And obviously, none of us, I myself, at least personally, aren't sure I have that many zechuyos, so therefore I want to be on the safe side. In which case we're saying that, you know, Hashem's zera depends how much he has to interfere with teva. Okay, so these are very, very different ways of understanding, Hakol b'nishamayim, chutz mi tzin and pachin. Number one, what does the statement mean? Is it exeris because of tzin and pachin, or is it saying there's a difference in something you can help and something you can't help, which is sort of everyone against Rebbe Chanan. and why, if I call Bidei Shamayim, what's the point of taking care of yourself? We say maybe Hakol Bidei Shamayim only after the point of Tzinim Pachin, only things you can't control, or maybe Hakol Bidei Shamayim, but don't be the Shliach, or maybe Hakol Bidei Shamayim, but the detail of the timing might be totally on you, or maybe Hakol Bidei Shamayim, but based on Zechuyos, and it's up to you how much zechuyos. Ultimately, Hashem makes the final decision based on zechuyos. But you put yourself in a situation where you might need more zechuyos or less zechuyos. Okay, so this is a very, very important philosophical point. There are some other details here in the Gemara in terms of the continuation of the Tosfos system, and then obviously we get head first into the lumdus of Kimle Ramine, but we'll have to pick up with that. Amir Hashem, next time. Oh, I even didn't even get a chance to mention it since the Yezer. What? On a Kobe Shemayim, Chutz Mi Yiras Shemayim. Not on this one, though.